Our second lesson this morning comes from Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 through 17, and can be found in your pew Bibles on page 1074. As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourselves with a compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other, just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony. And let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you were called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your heart, sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him.
Well, good morning. First of all, beautiful anthem. I want to wish all the dads out there a happy Father's Day. And it's truly an honor and a privilege to be standing here in the pulpit this morning to speak to you. When my lovely wife informed me that I was volunteered to speak this morning, I looked at the date and quite frankly, I went into a little bit of a panic. And it's not because I have a fear of public speaking, but I looked at the date and said, whoa, this is Father's Day. I'm not a father. I don't have children. So I don't have any credibility in that department. What am I going to speak about? Fortunately, Peggy's always a very calming influence in my life, and she probably promptly talked me off the ledge and said, hey, you could speak about anything you'd like. But you know, you should give some thought about maybe your dad and maybe his influence on your life. Maybe that's a good topic. So, you know, one morning I sat down and I started to think about this and I was flipping through the Bible, looking at some passages, and I started to think about the traditions of my family. My grandfather was a Presbyterian minister, and for 30 years he ran the largest Presbyterian church in the state of Wisconsin. In fact, his congregation totaled nearly 4,000 members at one time. And my grandfather was a very prominent figure in the Milwaukee community. He was chaplain of the Milwaukee Fire Department. He was a Rotarian. He was a Mason. He was a trustee of Carroll University. And he even served on a couple of councils for the mayor of Milwaukee. So a very prominent man. He was very accomplished. And his congregation really loved him. And he touched a lot of people throughout his career. My great-grandfather was also a minister and published. He was a published poet and migrated here from Wales to lead several churches throughout his career. In fact, there were five generations of firstborn Griffith sons who were called and served in the ministry. Five. Now, obviously, there's a strong genetic chromosome in the Griffith DNA that calls us into this pulpit. In fact, I had the calling for myself, and my grandfather wanted very badly for me to go into the ministry, and he applied no such pressure to his three other grandchildren, but he really wanted me to go into that. Now, my father was the firstborn son, and naturally, he had a path carved out for him to go into the ministry. And he chose, however, to be the rebel of the family and was the first to break the pattern of not going into the ministry. And not an easy thing to do when you have such traditions and expectations, nor did it help that my grandfather really kind of assumed that was the path he was going to take. But my father's passion is music. And he uncovered a God-given talent that began when he first heard a cappella harmonies. When he sang in his first a cappella quartet, he was hooked. And from there, his progression moved to arranging music, to directing choruses, church choirs, and launching a successful entertainment group called New Horizon Singers. And I was part of that group for almost 14 years and witnessed really his incredible gift of developing musicians and arranging inspiring music. He was not a formally trained musician, but somehow he was able to sit down with a pencil and an old avocado green Wurlitzer electric piano and arrange complex musical pieces with as much as 14-part harmonies. And I recall many evenings listening to him peck notes out on that Wurlitzer, and somehow all those notes that he was able to peck out would form this beautiful musical arrangement. My father's passion for music was so great that he had really very little interest in doing anything else. But as you can imagine, music really doesn't generate a lot of income to support a family. So my dad took a series of jobs and trying to bring home enough money to support his young family, and eventually he built a very successful career in insurance. But really the center of his life was his family, his faith, and his music. My dad had a challenge to live up to by breaking such tradition and following in the steps of a man who touched many lives through his ministry. But you know, as I was thinking, in reality, his ministry probably entertained and inspired more people over a career, a 55-year journey that really continues even today. His musical arrangements have a way of capturing the emotion of music through innovative arrangements and harmonies. So besides giving you a little history of my family, you know, where am I going with this? Well, I kind of thought about this, and actually, to me, there are a couple of lessons here about life and about passions and about serving Christ. And my dad's really a shining example that serving God and living the teachings of Christ can happen in many unexpected ways. For my father was discovering a gift and having the courage to choose that path that was, that was different than the one that was almost divinely determined for our family and for him. His ministry was to inspire and spread the love of music to his family, to those who sang with him, and those who sat in every hotel ballroom, every church pew, or every concert theater. So after all this, I thought, wow, you know what? I probably have an even tougher path than my dad. And how can I top that? Well, I really can't, and I don't worry about that, because I think each of us tries to have to find our own ministry and serve God in our own way, using our own talents and our own gifts. I try to do that in my own way. I serve on many charitable boards. I raise money for charitable organizations. I coach struggling business owners. I teach, and just being a part of this great congregation is also serving God. So to all the dads out there, I encourage you to find your own ministry, if you haven't already done so. Serve Christ your own way, using the gifts and talents that God has given you. Use your gifts and talents to inspire everyone around you to serve God, serve your family, and serve your community. Amen.
Last night I set the alarm clock.